The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Rosenbaum, a political correspondent with St. Louis Public Radio. On late Friday, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a massive infrastructure bill that will pour more money into things like roads, bridges, rural broadband, railways, and electric charging stations. One of the six Democrats who voted against this bill was Congresswoman Cori Bush. And on Monday, I spent about 10 minutes talking with Bush about why she voted the way she did and what Friday's actions in the House mean for a proposal known as Build Back Better that's still in limbo. Here's my conversation with Congresswoman Cori Bush, a Democrat from St. Louis County. I want to make sure I'm accurately describing your position here. You'd said for weeks you would not vote for the infrastructure bill unless the Build Back Better legislation passed first. Yes or no answer. That's an accurate description of your position on this, correct?
Yes.
So why did you decide to stick with that position on Friday, even when many of your Democratic colleagues decided to vote for the infrastructure bill?
Well, for a couple of reasons. One is I think that as elected officials, when we tell our communities that we're going to do something, we should carry out what we said. And it was the best choice. I want to make something really clear about my main priority through these negotiations. St. Louis deserves the president's entire agenda. So that means both the bipartisan infrastructure package and the Build Back Better Act. We cannot push away one part of President Biden's agenda because it's difficult or because a couple of people don't want it. Our communities need it. And when I signed up to go to Congress, when I told the people that I wanted to go and fight for St. Louis, that's what I meant. So it may not be easy, but it's necessary.
So you're going to be having a town hall on this subject, I believe. Is it this Wednesday or next Wednesday?
This Wednesday.
So there are probably going to be people there that totally agree with you and felt like you did the right thing on Friday. There's going to be other people who are like, you should have voted for this because President Biden needs a win. What would you say to the latter half that felt like you should have voted for this and that are criticizing you for your vote right now?
This is a win for President Biden. It is a win because his agenda. So there was one bill originally, and that bill was separated by a group of bipartisan senators that don't represent our communities the same. And we still need that investment. So in order to have the full agenda, we had to hold firm because voting a yes on just a part of the bill, on just the infrastructure bill, could have caused the other bill to die. And so in order to keep that bill keep the Build Back Better Act on the table, a no vote was necessary. And because of that no vote, that Build Back Better Act is now still in play on the table. And also the investment has increased because we voted no. And also, for those that say, well, it was what the president needed a win. My job as the U.S. representative is to make sure St. Louis has the win, is that all the people of this district win. And because the people of St. Louis win, when the people of St. Louis wins, that is a win for our president. So my first priority cannot be to make the president look good. Yes, I will help to make the president look good, but not if it comes at a cost to St. Louis. St. Louis looking good makes the president look good, makes the president look fabulous. And so my people have to feel the change. And I promise that to St. Louis. Our work is to do the absolute most for St. Louis, starting with those who have the very least. And because of that, this means, Jason, that we get to expand access to free school meals to an additional 126,000 students during the school year and almost 500,000 students over the summer. You know, this means that we get to make sure that that there is universal pre-K for 3- and 4-year-olds. You don't have to worry about how, it's not about how much money you make, just like going to first grade or going to sixth grade. It will open up free public child care services for 3- and 4-year-olds. That will help change lives, and it will help make sure that 97,000 uninsured people will gain coverage in the Missouri. We're talking, these are Missouri numbers. Like, I'm home care workers, making sure that our elders, Missouri elders and our disabled community members, that they have the home care and community-based care that they need. How can I say no? How can I say that they don't deserve that? How can I say enough is just take care of our roads and bridges? We need our roads and bridges taken care of, absolutely, but that's not all we need. And so I'm in a position to fight for us, and I'm going to do just that.
So I was watching the debate on Friday, and some of your Democratic colleagues say they went along with this infrastructure bill, even though they took the same position as you, because they trust the president to get the Build Back Better plan done. Number one, do you share that same confidence? And number two, what's at stake in the weeks ahead over this legislation? You touched on that a little bit, but I want to see if you have that confidence, and also explain what's at stake here.
Well, this is the thing. We've been waiting for weeks. There has been a lot of back and forth with two senators with Senator Manchin and Senator Sinema that's why we're a part of the situation that we're in now, that we don't have the Build Back Better Act passed. And also there are some of my colleagues in the House that have been against the Build Back Better Act and have slowed down the progress on it. And so this is our president's agenda. And yes, it's up to him to get it over the finish line. But how we do that in the timeline, you know, hopefully we're able to get that done on next week. Because I want to be able to make sure that the people of St. Louis know that we are working directly with the White House on this. I had a private call with Vice President Kamala Harris and talked to her about this to say, hey, look, tell me that this is something that our president will be able to do, that your administration, that this administration will be able to get done for my folks, because St. Louis needs it. No longer can we be pushed to the side, or we just get the crumbs and everybody else benefits, you know, no longer. So I'm going to fight until the end for my folks. And what she said was that they are going to do the work to make sure that they get the votes. But the votes didn't happen in the House on Friday. So that's why we stood strong, because it didn't happen in the House yet. So next week is going to be crucial. We're going to work to make sure that this happens, and I'm not going to stop until we get these investments.
So you mentioned some of the things that are in Build Back Better, like universal pre-K, assistance to child care, a lot of money for climate-related things, which I've talked with you about before, the extension of the child tax credit. All of these things are going to be probably in the House bill, along with a whole bunch of other things. It's going to go to the Senate, and you're right, Sinema and Manchin are going to hold a lot of leverage over what the final product is, if anything. What are you going to do to make sure the things that you want, the things that you've talked about earlier in this conversation, make it to the president's desk and don't get watered down to a point where the bill isn't as effectual as it could be?
Well, that's still one part of the no vote. It was making sure that Congress knows that there are some that are going to keep our eyes on what's happening with this bill. We don't want a watered down bill. I'm going to continue to do TV. I'm going to continue to do radio to make sure that the word is out, that the message is out. We've contacted Senator Manchin's office, and we've been waiting for days for a response. To make sure that he hears from us, because the other thing is this, the folks that were at the table to put together the bipartisan infrastructure package, those folks don't represent communities like St. Louis. They don't look like what St. Louis looks like. St. Louis is a melting pot. St. Louis has so many different people from so many different parts of the world right here, and that's not what was represented at the table. So I'm going to continue to use my voice and work with my colleagues that stood with me and voted no as well, And then others also that really that want to keep these investments going. Because we kept and we stuck to what we said, we were able to get more included into the House package. So hopefully the same will happen in the Senate. And we have colleagues in the Senate that are working just as hard to see this thing happen and to keep these investments. And you know, when we talk about our community members that are living with diabetes, knowing that that their medication, that insulin will be capped at $35, some pay a lot more than $35 for their insulin, that it will be capped at $35, like, that's the fight.
I got one more question for you before I let you go. I was listening to Senator Roy Blunt on KCUR this morning, and one of the arguments that Republicans are going to put forth against the Build Back Better plan is that some parts of the legislation are being touted as temporary, like the child tax credit, which are going to be very difficult to repeal when they get sunsetted. Now, the reason I'm mentioning this is I could see this being something that Manchin or Sinema or the five Democrats in the House hang their hats on as pretext not to vote for this. So, number one, I want you to respond to that because I think that that's going to become a big aspect of debate. And number two, are you worried that that could be the thing that becomes an intractable obstacle on this bill as it goes through the process?
Well, as far as on the House side right now, those five Democrats are, as the bill as it is written right now, as is, that is what they have pretty much agreed on. We're just waiting for the vote. We're waiting on the CBO tables to come back, that assessment. And so they are not looking to take, to touch like the child tax credit at this point on the side of the Senate that much. You know, I know Senator Bernie Sanders and several other of our senators are working hard to make sure that that stays in, because it is true. Once we are helping to make sure that our families are stable, you can't take that away from them. So that is true. But that's not something that I've heard many of the senators that we've been in contact with, that our office has talked with, that's going to be an issue.
You can read more about how Missouri and Illinois lawmakers are reacting to the infrastructure bill by going to stlpr.org. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, and thank you for listening.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.